And welcome to the WPSU Jazz Show. Tonight, we'll feature a presentation of a live concert from the Jazz at the Palmer series. Tonight's Jazz Show will showcase the Eddie Severin Quartet, recorded live at Palmer Museum of Art in August 2016. The musicians in the group are Eddie Severin on trumpet and flugelhorn, Kirk Reese on keyboards, Peter Paulson playing bass, and Phil Haynes on drums. This concert was recorded by WPSU as part of the Jazz at the Palmer series and is supported in part by the Penn State Bookstore and Fred and Judy Sears. We'll start this evening's Jazz Show with music recorded live by the Eddie Severin Quartet. The show starts with a selection called Whisper Not.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. What a wonderful audience to look out and see so many people coming to listen to a jazz concert. Welcome to this jazz concert. We started with a Benny Golson tune called Whisper Not. With me are three of the finest musicians you could possibly find anywhere. And luckily enough, they live within, well, let's say a relatively short distance. So joining me on keyboards is Kirk Rees. And on the bass, Peter Paulson. Phil Haynes on the drums. And as you can tell by my accent, I'm from Alabama. No, the story is I'm English and I've been in this country since 2005 and I haven't lost my accent yet. So people sometimes ask. We're going to play some original tunes of mine during this concert. The first original actually was written for my son, who's sitting right here. And I wrote this for him when he was just 2 weeks old. As you can see, that was quite a while ago. how many musicians do we have in the audience? People who are, oh, we have a few musicians. Well, his name is Gabriel. And no, he doesn't play trumpet. He ended up playing the bass, but that's fine. But this tune is actually based on the first three letters of his first name, G-A-B. And it uses the notes G-A-B in the main theme, as well as a lot of the chords go in that same order as well. So for those of you that are musicians that might be interested to know that, that's part of the theme. So this one's simply entitled Waltz for G. Thank you. Thank you. That was Waltz for G. The next composition was a project I did some years ago based on the paintings of the Dutch artist M.C. Escher. Does anyone have any of those prints or paintings on their wall? For those of you that are not maybe so familiar, they play tricks with your eyes, and there are staircases that are going all kinds of different directions and water going uphill. And very, very clever stuff. I was absolutely fascinated by these paintings. And so I wrote a series of tunes based on the paintings, and the music was not really supposed to necessarily illustrate the painting, but really just designed to show one person's reaction to the painting. And this next tune depicts a castle which is floating in the air above the ground. It's on it. I don't know if any of you have seen that particular painting, but it's almost like a little island with a castle on it, and it's kind of floating. So this is a very floaty tune, and it's called Castles in the Air, and it's going to feature Kirk Reese on the piano at the top of this.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Castles in the Air. We never know how that one's going to play out. It's the wonderful thing about it, it's different every time. Phil Haynes on the drums on that one. Kirk Rees. This next one's going to feature our bassist, Peter Paulson, right at the top of this one. Tomorrow morning, my son and I are off to Ann Arbor in Michigan. And many years ago, when I first met my wife, his mother's family is from there, there was a jazz festival going on at the same time we were in town, and they have a local radio station which plays jazz all day long. And this particular week, they were featuring artists that were appearing in the festival, and this tune, we heard it on the radio. It's by saxophonist Pharaoh Saunders, who was featured in the festival that year. Very, very simple tune, but it really caught my ear, and I thought I really like to play this. And it's entitled simply Dr. Pitt. Features Peter Paulson on the bass. Thank you. Thank you. That was Dr. Pet by Farrah Saunders, featured Peter Paulson on the bass. Wonderful. We have one last tune before we take a short break, and this is very, very light-hearted little bossa nova, kind of pseudo-bossa nova, written by pianist and organist Larry Goldings. And this one, I think, is probably dedicated to Miles Davis. This is called Miles Above. Thank you. You listen to Kirk Rees, Peter Paulson, Phil Haynes, I'm Eddie Severin, and we're going to take a break. We'll look forward to seeing you for the second set. Thank you.
This is WPSU 91.5 in central Pennsylvania, heard at 90.1 in the northern counties and at 106.7 in Altoona. You're listening to the WPSU Jazz Show, and you've been listening to the Eddie Severin Quartet, recorded live at Palmer Museum of Art in August 2016.